My 2 cents, if you're going to buy an HD and you want a one-stop shop, get a 75. If you have a hotspot, that's D-Star compatible. So now that I got the OpenSpot 4 Pro, I can cross-mode with this radio into Fusion DMR, P25, NXDM, whatever. That's a non-issue for me. That P5 is a sweet radio, and I had one, and I was absolutely obsessed with it. I think I had every accessory under the sun, and then I got an All-Star node. I had a Pi-Star first, and then once I got the All-Star node, I realized how bad it sounded. Because for the longest time before I bought a mobile, I ran it like I'm running my 75 right now. A cup holder mount, mag mounted on a speaker mic, plugged it into the cigarette lighter so I never lost power, and it worked flawlessly. They're down to 369 right now, so I'm half tempted to pick one up and just mess with it and use it for, you know, like I said, use it for things that aren't on All-Star, and it'll be fine. RT3S, I have one specifically for satellites, awesome little radio. And that VX6R, I can't recommend that radio enough. That or the ICT10, look at that one. It was on sale for $150 at DXE. IP67, bomb-proof, single monitor, analog HD. But the VX6R, is my wife bought it for me. It's the only radio she's ever bought me, and I absolutely love that thing. Great receive, tiny. Mine puts out, I think, 4.5 on UHF, so it does the trick. I did Mars Mod mine too, and you only get about 2 watts on GMRS, but phenomenal radio, indestructible. So there's options out there, but I kind of wish I was like somewhat of a blogger or a vlogger just to document my life with this THD-75 over the last couple weeks. It's my one radio, the one radio I've been using. It's been a mobile, it's been a hotspot radio, it's been a node radio, it's been an APRS rig. I mean, it has done literally everything, and it's done it well since I've gotten it. So super impressed with it, super happy. Overpriced 100%, but it is a Kenwood.